Let's do one on Sarah Johnson, Sarah Johnson, Johnson, 3/19/41. Today's 4/22/26. Miss Johnson is 84-year-old woman who lives at home. She's originally from Monroe, Louisiana. She worked as a cook for years. She's single. She's had three kids, two have been killed, one recently in August, period. She's very heartbroken. She smokes tremendously, and she has that. She's been doing that since a young age, period. She's not interested in stopping smoking. She's not going to the doctor to get her medication, to get her care done, and she just wants to be left alone for social services and wants to be left alone, wants to be on hospice and palliative care to die at home, period. Some of this is related to her depression. She's been on different depression medication, antidepressants, including Lexapro at this time, period. Once again, she smokes. She doesn't drink at this time, period. Flu shot. She doesn't believe in injections, immunizations, or vaccination. Social, lives by herself. She has provider 7 days a week because she's so short of breath at all times. Her O2 sat 91% on room air at rest, drops into the 80s with any type of activity, has a nebulizer but does not have an oxygen any longer. Once again, provider services 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. She has a walker that she ambulates with, so she's very debilitated. She's very weak. She's very... And also has a wheelchair but is not able to get into her wheelchair because of the fact that... she's so weak now and so short of breath at all times, including at rest, period. Surgery, she had brain surgery some years ago. She was told there was a mass in her brain. They did not give her any chemo or radiation. Most likely she had meningioma, and this also has resulted in a rather severe seizures that she's taking two different medications for at this time. She also had a fall and had left hand amputation previously, period. Review of system, weight loss, shortness of breath, weakness, debilitation to the point that she can't use her wheelchair, difficulty with her walker, high risk of fall, very debilitated, very weak, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss of 10 or 15 pounds at least in the past month or so, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, wears a diaper, has a provider services 7 days a week, heartbroken over the death of her children, last one was a year ago, period. Medical problems, hypertension, COPD, seizure disorder, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, shortness of breath, and protein, calorie, malnutrition, allergy, none. Patient currently, once again, not on oxygen, but definitely needs oxygen, but is using her nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day because of air hunger. Patient takes Dilantin 100 milligram 3 a day, Lexapro 10 milligram a day, Valium 10 milligram up to 3 a day because of air hunger, anxiety related to her COPD. Also takes Keppra 750 once a day to control her seizures, and Lisinopril 20 hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day. Go back to the review of systems. She's also tachycardic. She has leg swelling. She has symptoms of core pulmonale and severe weakness. O2 sat 91% on room air, 87 with walking and taking two steps. Blood pressure 164 over 89, most likely related to her shortness of breath. Her MAC is at 10. Wait a minute. Let me see how much is 10 centimeter to, no, 10 inches. Forgive me, I should have done this earlier. MAC is at 25.4 centimeter. Okay. Blood pressure is 164 over 89. MAC is 25.4 centimeter. O2 sat we discussed, and the pulse is between 80 and 100. Heart pulses, one pulses, two tachycardic lungs, wrong chirals with abnormal breath sounds consistent with end-stage COPD and tobacco abuse. Abdomen is soft, extremity, no edema, clotting, cyanosis, status post-amputation, left hand, no clubbing or cyanosis. No, there is clubbing. There's no cyanosis. There is evidence of 1+ pedal edema and the amputation of the left hand. Neurological movement, all four extremities with no focal neurological deficit. Skin shows decreased. Her oral mucosa is dry. Assessment, 84-year-old woman with COPD severe. 2 weeks to get to the doctor's office. 2 weeks to get her medication for seizure, anxiety, and pain, period. She's debilitated. She has ADL dependency total. She has bowel and bladder incontinency total, period. She has a provider services 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, hence the reason she was referred for hospice and palliative services at home, period. She also has protein, calorie, malnutrition, core pulmonal, and pulmonary hypertension associated with tachycardia and edema, lower extremity, along with history of protein, calorie, malnutrition contributing to her edema consistent with end-stage COPD, period. She has a history of depression. She's taking Lexapro. She says that's the best she's done with the death of her two children. She's never going to get over her depression, period. She also has anxiety and air hunger, which she takes Valium and chronic pain on Vicodin 10, 325, up to 4 a day, period. She's not interested in stopping smoking and does not drink alcohol at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. With a decreased MAC and weight loss, along with other issues and corpulmonals that was and other comorbidities that was discussed above. Thank you.